Well, welcome, everybody. We have another impressive panel. My name is Lucille DiDomenico, and I'm happy to be here at the conference. I've been here a few times, and I continue to be impressed with the talent that we attract, and this session is no exception to that. So I am highly impressed with the folks that are here this afternoon, and I am not going to read their entire bios, but I really wish you would, because they are pretty amazing. I'll start with Vanessa. Vanessa Goodwin, to my immediate left, is Assistant General Counsel at Arnold Ventures. She's responsible for supporting the organization's overall legal affairs, including providing legal support for the government affairs and advocacy work of the organization. Prior to joining Arnold Ventures, Vanessa was an assistant U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, where she investigated and prosecuted violent crime and weapons offenses. She earned her JD and BS in political science and education from the University of Florida. She is serving as an adjunct professor of law at U of H Law Center. And then Kristen Gurdon. Kristen is general counsel for Wellspring Philanthropic Fund in New York. She formerly served as deputy general counsel for the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Previously, she practiced tax-exempt organizations law for the law firms of Kaplan, Drysdale, Davis, Wright, Tremaine, and Reed Smith LLP on the East and West Coast. She was also director of legal affairs for a small liberal arts college. She holds degrees from Brown University, Trinity College Dublin, and Temple University, and was a Fulbright scholar to the Republic of Ireland. I will say that these wonderful women are representing themselves. They're not representing their organizations in their presentations today, and hopefully we will have some time for questions at the end. So thank you for joining us, and help me welcome them.
Thank you very much, Lucille, and thank you all for joining us for the session this afternoon. We're really excited to talk to you all about some tools that you can utilize as philanthropic organizations, specifically private non-operating foundations, to reach your charitable mission in addition to, you know, your general grant-making practices. Specifically, the tools we're going to be talking about today really provide your organization with options to approach your giving from sort of a variety of angles. So as you can tell from the title, we have a lot of topics to touch within a limited amount of time. So we're going to be approaching this conversation more from a high-level view, really focused in on practical application for your organizations. Not to mention, as you'll note, coloring in the lines, there's not going to be a lot of code in our conversation today because a lot of these spaces aren't really defined within the IRS code. So we're going to be talking about, you know, how to think about these areas as funders as to further your charitable mission overall. Anything to add to that before we get started?
No, I think that's great.
Perfect. So our objective today, as mentioned, is really to, you know, think about how you can utilize the tools for today's conversation to further your charitable mission in addition to your grant making. And specifically, we're going to be discussing, you know, how these less traditional tools can help, you know, aid you in advancing and really engaging in impact, as well as some considerations that you should keep in mind as funders if you were thinking about engaging in those tools. So to get started, we're first going to start with direct charitable activities. And direct charitable activities are when, you know, a private foundation is engaging in exempt activities instead of directly providing support to a grantee organization to do those exempt activities. What makes, you know, direct charitable activities so great is that the expenses incurred by the private foundation in furtherance of those activities counts as qualifying distribution toward your 5% annual payout. So it really gives a private foundation the opportunity to sort of have the best of both worlds. You're able to engage as a strategic grant maker while at the same time, you know, getting your hands dirty in the activity yourself so that you can be sort of more proximate to the work. In addition, one of the things that we have found with direct charitable activities is it also helps to give your staff the ability to utilize their expertise in spaces that further your mission. So to give you a few examples of what sort of falls in this category, we've listed two slides that should be available in your resources. This is not an exhaustive list, but sort of an overview of the different activities that fall within this bucket. First, conducting educational seminars and conferences. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into this as an example, a little bit further in our conversation today.